Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. It's a getaway Friday night, 9:15 and a half p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Last Friday in the month of September, first Friday in the month, well, the season of autumn, I should say. Joined in studio by Sean Kraft and joined on the telephone by one of our dear friends, dear, dear family member of this station. He is a pal. We can't wait to see him for the upcoming holiday season. Legendary pro wrestler, just recently inducted into two Hall of Fames, one in Waterloo, Iowa, and the other Cauliflower Alley, the famed Cauliflower Alley in Las Vegas, Nevada. The legendary, the great talker himself, Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt, how are you on this Friday night?
Heaven high, very good. And you, Scott?
Doing well. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's always to hear you. Good to hear you.
Thunderbolt, you know, we were just talking about this. Sean and Angie and I were all talking about this murder case that's all over the news. This Gabby girl. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's an awful case, but I guess the girl was murdered. And her boyfriend came home, and now the boyfriend's turned up missing.
Oh, it's a lot of bad stuff happening all over, not only the world, but the United States. You know, I just can't understand, Scott, why there's so many bad people.
Well, it's hard to understand, and I don't understand it myself, but, you know, I hope that the boy did not go commit suicide, because they have not found any evidence that we are aware of that he did murder her. Now, if he murdered her, he should be thrown away and put in jail. But if he didn't, I really hope he didn't commit suicide.
Oh, well, I certainly do, too. But, you know, you never can tell what go on, you know. It seemed like all over the country, things are just happening. People just feel that they are above the law or pointing the finger at someone else. And, you know, it's almost ridiculous, Scott.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Thunderbolt, being a national figure as you have been. It's kind of ironic you face this, because to this day, there are people who, when they hear the name Thunderbolt Patterson, who have never met you or spent a day with you, who think you're difficult, hard to get along with, because others say that. I can speak firsthand. You're not that at all.
And that's just one of them things that people, for what reason, you know, if I say anything that I think is right, or if I back something that I think, you know, we all should have our opinions, and we all should be able to dialogue and talk about everything. But individuals in the wrestling business, you know, they put the word out that I was difficult to get along with. And you can see from all of the things that has been going on why they're saying that. They're covering up for the lies that they tell.
Well, Thunderbolt, we can't wait to have you come back here, because the holidays are coming up, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Now, I know through your busy career, you've not had much of a chance to celebrate those, but are you looking forward to the holiday season of your 80th year?
Oh, well, certainly, you know, and I'll have to, I need to know what's on your mind a little bit, you know.
Yeah, we'll discuss, you know. Well, I know. As soon as we track old Geraldo down, we definitely want you here for that. And I think Golden Voice, we talked to him. He's going to be a part of that as well. So we're going to have a big get-together, a big dialogue.
It sounds pretty good, Scott. I have talked to a few guys that want to run some shows there, you know, and real soon. One's supposed to be coming up pretty in November down there, something.
Oh, beautiful.
Today about it, and I didn't get the full information because I haven't made any commitments yet. You know, I told you that I was, after I'm going to meet next week with people up here about my book and film, you know. And then I'm waiting on, I'm taking the other commitments other than I trying to do a town. I'm waiting to see what this go at and what you want to do.
Well, I tell you what, Thunderbolt, I will definitely give you a call off the air this weekend, and we'll talk over some things, because I think this Geraldo thing's about to break in the next week, and we definitely want you here then.
Scott, the guy that I talked to about that, he sounded real, real good. He's a fan, and he's supposed to get in touch with you. So
perfect.
Let's keep our, this is great. We turn it over to God. Let him handle it.
Sounds good.
So we have to do all of these different things, people and everything, Scott. Turn them over to the Lord and do what we do, that we know what we're doing. You understand?
Absolutely. Thunderbolt, it's always good to hear from you, and we will talk soon.
And make sure you tell Angel heaven hi.
I shall do that. Bye-bye, Thunderbolt.
Be good now.
Bye-bye. All right, the legendary Thunderbolt. Nobody liked Thunderbolt, Sean.
I don't know why. I mean, he's a very good, nice person to talk to. And
but everybody said for years, oh, he's hard to get along with.
Yeah. You know, everybody has an opinion about somebody. People say that about me, probably.
I mean, he would say, I mean, he and I have had dust-ups, but here we are. We're still friends. I mean, right. Where did he spend his 80th birthday? Here.
You know, sometimes you just have to work the problems out. Doesn't mean you have to hate him for life, you know?
No.
Everybody has dust-ups.
Well, but you know, see, there's a difference between a dust-up and a toxic person.
Yeah.
See, and people confuse the two.
Yeah.
Somebody who you have a dust-up with, that's just a difference of opinion. A toxic is a user, is a conniver, is a schemer, is a con artist.
Yes.
Difference.
Absolutely.
You can't forgive that.
No.
But let's get into a happy thing, since we had World War III in hour number one. But, you know, people get passionate about that stuff. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
No.
It's just, but it leads us right into crazy old Geraldo.
Oh, geez.
Have you heard? I've been keeping the Geraldo Journal here. Have you seen the Geraldo Journal?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, let me get it out here. It's going to the Smithsonian.
You have to give me the list.
Have you called?
I have not called.
Oh, jeez. The Geraldo Journal.
Oh, there you go.
You see, it's dated every day. I make an entry in this journal.
Oh, okay.
It's like a diary. There you go.
Well, right now he's busy.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
what I heard.
But what is he doing right now? Is he doing something like some kind of show or something?
Oh, he's not doing anything. Let's see. Here was this morning's entry. Had Amazing Kreskin on, and he had a prediction. He had no prediction in regard to Geraldo appearing on the show. Kreskin will try to reach Geraldo. Geraldo went on a tweet storm. Golden Voice Ted Williams called WTAM. Thunderbolt called, waiting to hear from Geraldo, talked to his producer, Rob. Steve talked to Ted Williams, Rob's assistant. And so that's where we are on the old situation. Go ahead, caller.
I just wanted to let you know on a happier note, in case you're interested, Harding is really getting beat.
Is that a happy note?
Yep. 24-12.
Well, hey, there we go. Who's beating them?
Are they playing Shelby, I think.
Shelby? All right. Well, hey, keep us updated on the final.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. See, we're kind of the football alternative here.
Yeah.
We thought about doing football, but people wanted to. Not everybody listens to football, but we'll get the scores out.
Yeah.
Apparently, Harding's getting a whooping, and that's a happy note. I forgot to update this earlier.
Uh-huh.
And say, did not hear from Geraldo. Now, why do you think this punk Geraldo is not returning my messages? Not that I haven't sent any messages, but other people.
I'm sure he's just, he probably gets thousands and thousands of requests every day.
Oh, he does not.
You don't think he gets a thousand?
Geraldo?
Why, oh, yes. Wait.
Listen, I've been to Phil Donahue's apartment. Geraldo's no Phil Donahue.
I mean, I don't know what he's worth. Do you know what he's worth?
I don't care what he's worth.
I'm sure he has a penthouse, too, though.
Oh, no. He lives in Cleveland.
Oh, you don't think he has a penthouse in Cleveland?
No, I don't think he does. Now, have you heard what it will sound... Because we don't know if Geraldo will ever really come on the show, but have you heard what it will sound like if Geraldo does appear on the show?
No.
This is a little simulation for everybody. Okay. This is not Geraldo on the show, but this is what it will sound like if Geraldo appears on this show. Now, everybody take a listen to this. This is what it will sound like if Geraldo ever makes it here.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you today, and we have a guest on today who I've always wanted to have on. It is Talkmania, the legendary talk show host, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, thank you so much for coming on the program. Tell us about Al Capone's vault.
That's why I hate coming on with
folks,
you.
Please
because
look
you
it
are
up
such
to
a
prove
cheap shot.
How
host.
Silly this
All right,
guy
I'm
is.
This cheap guy, shot
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
Stop NBS. Attacking me,
on
punk.
The police thing.
Address the issue. Do you have the
you
guts to address the issue?
All right, Geraldo. Thanks for coming on.
And that's what it'll be like if Geraldo's ever on this show.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah, that's how he is. Nuts. He's crazy. As I've always said, there are two things about Geraldo, and the audience knows these two things right now. Two things you got to know. Number one, Geraldo is a legendary broadcaster. A legendary broadcaster of more than 40 years' experience. Number two, he's nuts. Clearly nuts.
You know, I was never a big fan of him.
Well, now you're going to be here that day, right? Because you have to be a bodyguard.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, Geraldo likes to punch people.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
So you might have to throw yourself in my way if he comes after me.
You want me to be your punchy bag?
Well, you think you could take Geraldo?
He's a little skinny guy with a mustache.
Oh, there we go. Glenn already... We've had a lot of people offer stuff. Glenn said he would drive up and get him. Glenn said he was going to call the mayor and make it Geraldo Day. Thunderbolt Patterson said he would come in from Iowa and be here for it. Ted Williams said he would come down here and do the live intro, and he would pick a fight with Geraldo right on the air. I'll tell you, it's going to be big. Talkmania is what this is called. What's the event going to be?
Talkmania.
Talkmania. You've heard of Beatlemania. You've heard of WrestleMania. We're going to have Talkmania here in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I've seen Geraldo before. I don't think he's that bad of a person, like a crazy guy.
You saw him in person?
I seen his show, and that's all just a show. I think he'd put on a good interview with you. I don't think he'd go absolutely bonkers on you.
Have you called him?
No.
Now, I've given the number out. What's wrong with you?
But, Scott, I'm just saying, from what I've seen on the show, Jerry Springer or whatever.
Jerry's been on the show.
You know, they're not... has Jerry ever, had a chaotic fight break out on your show?
No, but I never saw Jerry get into a fight on his own show. Geraldo got his nose broken on his own show.
Well, that was because he was in between, what was it, racist people that was on
because
the show?
Because he's crazy. Phil Donahue never got his nose broken. Jerry Springer never got his nose broken. Larry King never got his nose broken. Who did? Geraldo.
Well, wait a minute. That's like if you're going on, wrestling, like I'm watching here. Now, the Jerry Lawler show, the King's Court, or one of them guys, the Heartbreak Hotel, or one of them talk shows on there, you know chaos is going to go on, but when you talk to the guys or you interview them, do they really super kick someone through a window or bring a chair out and like
no, but I'm but I'm not a what, neo-Nazi like Geraldo had on. See, that's the difference. Why would you? But you know what, Phil Donahue had racist on. Jerry Springer had racist on. Larry King had. They didn't get their nose broken, so why Geraldo?
But I think I remember that show. I think the guys got out of control on their own. I think it wasn't Geraldo. That,
so why did he jump in? Because he was nuts.
Trying to break it up.
Wouldn't
you? I mean, if I was on your show and there's me and, let's say, Sean is into it, and we're throwing fists, would you try to, like, split us up?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So I would leave.
You would let chaotic go on and everything else.
Hey, it's not my job to babysit. I would not. No, you guys knock each other out, and I'll come back when it's over and wrap the show up. No, I'm not going to get involved. That's what a crazy person like Geraldo does.
But he has a TV show, though, that, you know, he's got to report to bosses, you know, to try and keep caught, you know.
Have you ever seen him on the Fox News? He's still on the Fox News. He's nuts on there, screaming and yelling at people.
But I just think he would be okay on your
show. We'll see if he gets here. Come on, Geraldo. How about that? I challenge him because we know he likes a fight. Geraldo, come on, punk. Come on down here to Marion.
All right, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There you go, see?
There you go. Oh, man.
I'll whoop him like Harding's getting whooped tonight.
Oh, is that right?
Well, that's my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
What do you make of this Geraldo hysteria?
You know, it's okay. I'm not a big fan of him, but it'd be unique to have him on.
Well, I have had Jerry Springer. I've had Larry King. I've had Phil Donahue. I've had Bob Barker. I've had Monty Hall. I've had Willard Scott. I've had Sam Donaldson, Hugh Downs. You name it, they've been on.
You should have Maury Povich.
I don't want Maury Povich.
Why?
Well, what did he ever do?
Who's your daddy?
No.
Who's your? You're not the father. You are the father. Yeah.
Yeah, well, what kind of show is that?
It's crazy. It's a crazy show.
That's the only show. Oh, I've had Sally Jesse Raphael on.
Oh, red glasses.
Yes. But not Geraldo. Where's Geraldo? Does Geraldo think he's better than them?
No, I think. Well, he's still active. The other guy, they're all kind of slow and retired. Well, Larry King's dead.
Jerry Springer was not retired when I had him on the show. Larry King never retired.
No, I know that, but I'm saying
the Grim Reaper retired Larry King.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe because you never asked him to have...
I'm asking now. Yes. Geraldo, I'm down on my knees. Come on down.
So maybe he'll come this time. Have you contacted him personally?
No, because I believe that the fans, the listeners, should handle this one.
Oh.
Well, because everybody always wants to know how I get these guests. So I figure this time, let's put it in the fans' hands.
Hmm. I gotcha.
But apparently that's not working.
Well, it's very hard to get a hold of.
I gave the station number. I'm sure they know how to get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'll call.
Crazy Geraldo.
I'll call, and when I call him, I'll just ask for autographs at the same time. I'm just joking. I'm not a big fan of him.
No, the point is, you call, and you say, get Geraldo down here. Why isn't Geraldo here?
Maybe he can drive him down here, or maybe they can... I don't know, does he have his own car? He might have his own car.
He's only 2 hours away. Why can't he come?
He probably can. I'm sure there's somebody out there listening that can work on it all day long.
But I will clear the area when Geraldo comes. We'll have to have security here. Like I said, you'll have to run security because people can't be coming up, oh, give me a picture, give me an autograph. No, this is a television... It'll be a television and a radio show that day. It is not... autograph time and all that. I don't care who you are. You're banned that day, correct?
Yes.
The orders are out. This is my show, and I will cancel and stop the show if I think any of that's going on.
Just like Dorothy full-time.
Well, I will, because she was in Cleveland, too, so yeah. There you go. I would cancel it before I'd let people come in. Because, you know, these people don't want to be bothered with autographs and pictures when
you invited them on your show. You know, I'm inviting him to my show, so I can't have people bothering him. I hate that.
Maybe afterwards, if he wants to stay and do them.
But they never want to do that.
Yeah.
See, this is the problem. But they're not going to say no because they don't want to be rude.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's people should not ask that.
But he's 2 hours away, too, so.
Well, people should never walk up to somebody and try to get a picture or an autograph if they have not went through the person who brought them. Unless you brought them, you do not approach the person because it will... Do people think people are going to walk up to you and say no? No, they're not. They're going to be polite and they're going to do it. But a lot of times they go back to the... Right, they feel very uncomfortable, and they come back to me and go, well, you know, I thought I was just coming over to do a television show. I didn't know that was going to be going on. Right. And especially in the pandemic world, people don't want to be doing selfies and touched and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. We know that feeling.
So people got to wake up and be a little, unless you ask. Now, if you ask the person who brought them, now that's a little different, because they can go and ask and... You know, run a little interference, but you don't just do it on your own.
On your own.
No, this isn't. I mean, this ain't the paparazzi, for goodness sake.
So it's not like if you know, say if you go to a Donald Trump rally, you're not going to be able to go up to him. So it's going to be the same thing. You got to go through his manager or somebody to ask for an autograph, unless he walks out to you.
Well, they know if they're comfortable or not. You don't. Yeah. You don't do that. It's very unethical, and it's. What should I say? It's bad taste. Just bad taste.
It is. I mean, that's why when these celebrities that do, you know, they go in to do these autographs, you have to go through their people first. You know what I mean? Like if you go to like a facility that does these autograph signings, you can't just go up to the person. You have to go to the person that brought them in.
Well, the worst is when people who are supposed to be professionals start asking for them. Because then they start to wonder, well, what kind of staff do you got?
Right. I know that feeling.
So, there you go.
And you know, I collect, I've said this many times on the radio, I collect autographs over the years, but I go through you because 9 times out of 10, you bring them in, so I ask you first.
And I
never
ask
go
them,
up to the other person.
And
never.
If they're comfortable,
yeah,
it's fine.
But I don't just do it on my own. I go through you on that.
Well, it's just it's rude if people do that. And, you know, it's maybe to be determined for another day, but we'll figure it out.
Right.
740-383-9944. It's etiquette.
Right.
Is what it's all about.
Etiquette. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And people do not have etiquette anymore.
Or, you know what else they don't have? Communication skills.
You know, I don't know, communication's a very interesting thing, I find. Because now people, now see, if you call me and give me time to return the call, that's one thing. But what I don't like is when people text you, or they message you, and then they say, well, you looked at my message. Well, maybe I did, but I'm not always standing right next to my phone where I can just grab it out and return the phone call. Or maybe I don't have an answer for your question.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand that. If you need me, just like the old days, call me, and if I pick up the phone, then we're okay. It doesn't mean I'm trying to avoid you if I don't respond. It just means I might be busy.
Or just leave a message on the old answer machine.
Well, yes, I'll return the call. It's not like I'm going off the edge of the earth. I don't know. That I don't understand. But,
I have a house phone now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So what kind of communication are you talking about?
Well, like attention spans and stuff like that. You know, like when people's having, like me and you right now. A lot of people can't do this anymore. They don't sit down and have conversations anymore. It's either through their cell phones or their iPads or their tablets, and they can't have decent conversations. And I blame that on the technology. But you know what? I have the technology, and I still have communication.
Well, I just hate when people are out at dinner and they're always on their phone.
Yeah.
Always. Now, why did you want to go out to dinner if you wanted to talk to somebody? If you wanted to talk to somebody else, see, this is why I think there are certain times that you don't respond. Like, I know I've went to restaurants, and I will put the phone out on the table for maybe I called somebody or I sent a message, and I'll be there, and somebody will send me a message. Well, I'm not, I think it's rude if I sit there and start having a conversation with my phone when I'm around other people.
That just brought up a story where you was telling me when you was on one of the interviews up, was it up down south? Was that what it was?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Who was you telling me that
story? Rude person. Rude.
And you said, you stopped it. And you said,
I did. I stopped the interview, and I said, put down your phone. We're doing an interview.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't believe that this was going on.
Wow.
I understand the person was getting messages, but let's get real.
Right.
That's, so that's why I don't like that whole, you saw it and didn't return. Well, maybe I did, but how do you know I'm not around people? I'm not supposed to neglect the people I'm around.
Yeah. Just answer it later.
Yeah, just answer it later. What's the what is life or death in this life that everybody's got to be responded to immediately right now?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's
and I'm fine with the example. I used to be impatient like that myself. But I grow to, now I don't care. People can answer me whenever they want to now.
Well, just like,
I used to be impatient, but...
Well, just like Geraldo. He hasn't responded, but I'm still steady to the task.
Yeah. You never know. You might get a call one day. Is people giving the station number?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Well, they don't know my home number.
Yeah, I'll give it out.
No, we don't need that. You know,
I think it's in them.
It might be. I don't even know if there is a book anymore. It's been a long time since I got a phone book.
Last time I got a phone book on my porch, I think it was like a couple years ago.
Very thin.
Yeah, very thin.
Yellow Pages is really what it is.
Yeah.
Looking for help. I told everybody today that if there's anybody who has a piano, upright or grand, that they want to get rid of, we don't want to buy it.
Piano.
Well, if they have one, we don't want to buy it. But the station will take it because a lot of people are getting rid of them. But you have to deliver it. We cannot deliver it. Probably in there.
Where?
Or we'll move something out of here and put it in there. Piano's not a very big...
The grand piano's big.
Well, grand piano, we probably put the
mirror. I don't know if the grand piano will fit in that. It'll probably go through the porch anyway.
But usually you take the legs off.
Oh. That porch is scary. Every time I walk in this...
Well, I can't... I don't know. Because I'm not... I wasn't really here when the work was being done on it, yeah. So I don't know.
This winter, I'm regretting it.
Hey, if you go down...
Yeah, because, you know, when the ice is on wood like that, it makes it more... heavier. And when you step on it, it might just go... Whoosh.
Well, we'll just hope nobody gets hurt by somebody's faulty handiwork.
Right.
But that's life.
Yeah. That's right.
In any event, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear your opinion on anything.
That's right. You know, there's another topic that I wanted to bring up, and I'm trying to think of it. You know, I'm getting old. What was it? Oh, yes. So, Mary Ellen is writing a book.
She already wrote a book.
Really? I did not know that. I'd like to... how much is she selling it for?
It's just for her family.
Oh, no, nobody else?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's a nice book.
Oh, is it? Well, that's nice. I should have told her congratulations last night. I thought I heard it because I was thinking about it last night. It's like, did he say that she had a book?
Governor was awful nice last night.
He was, Governor Strickland.
Had a good time last night.
Yeah.
George Kasotis.
George Kasotis. Always had his, suit on.
Tuxedo.
Tuxedo, yep.
George is always, he looks snappy
yeah.
in his tuxedo.
Yeah.
And that's what you want.
That's right. I'll never have a tuxedo in my life again. I'll never wear one again.
That was your fault. We've talked about this many times.
I know, but
your fault.
I have a fear of wearing any kind of tuxedos.
But you wanted to wear one.
I did, but I thought I did, I guess, in a way. But it's not. I guess it wasn't meant for me. Either is
you can't wear your pants low slung like that when they measure your waist. And I know that's exactly what happened.
Well, all I know we talked about this time and time again, but all I know, I have a fear wearing sports coats because all because of you,
that's not true.
Because I had to wear
the real reason you don't want to wear a sports coat is because you don't have any button-up shirts that fit you. Because you got a big bulbous neck.
23 inches.
See, there you go.
I had to get my neck measured when I got my sleep apnea machine. And then I had to go to a new doctor. He had to measure it again. It's 23 and a quarter.
Now think about that. Some people's waists are 30. And your neck is 23 and a quarter.
I know, right? Isn't that horrible? Yeah.
Now, do you actually have a neck under there?
I do. I got a neck.
Okay. Because that chin kind of hangs down.
Oh, my double chin? Yeah.
What can you do? Do they measure your chin or do they measure your neck?
They measure the neck.
So what do you think your chin is?
I don't know, maybe...
30?
You mean my chin in my neck?
Yeah, probably. By 30, sure. Yeah, big as some people's waists.
Probably.
You could probably put a pair of jeans on your neck.
You think so?
Well, maybe.
Well, what about you? Your neck think that
My neck is 18.
I think it's probably 18 and a half.
I have button-up shirts I wear all the time.
What about your jaw, then? Your jaw's pretty big, too. So it's probably 20...
You can try to insult me all you want.
No,
it doesn't get away from the fact that your chin is 30 inches.
I'm just saying. You have a big chin, too.
Okay. But there's only one of them. See, yours goes down. It's like a pelican.
Like here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Flap.
Don't you think you should get that worked on?
I have to go get some, what do they call that? Nip tuck.
Can you believe that the two girls that were used to be here on Friday, what's their name? It just slipped my mind.
On Friday.
Anyway, they go and get Botox.
Oh, really?
Oh, like they could, I mean, well, I about said something there I shouldn't have said, but I mean, really? Botox?
You know, there's a lot of people who do Botox. What is Botox anyway? Is it like a chemical that's supposed to shrink your skin?
I don't know why they get it. I couldn't even believe that goes on in Marion, Ohio, Botox.
Now, isn't Nip Tuck? Remember the show Nip Tuck?
Now they need some Nip and Tuck, those two. need some Nip and Tuck.
Who was in that show, Nip Tuck? I was trying to think of that the other night. She was famous. Who was in that, Nip Tuck?
Joan Rivers?
Joan Rivers, that's right.
Joan Rivers has been on the show.
Yeah.
There's another broadcasting legend.
Yeah. That's sad how she died with they cut her vocal cords. Is that what it was? Something?
Well, she was having a procedure done, and they did a biopsy, which they should not have done.
And it caused her to hemorrhage?
No, they didn't have... She went into cardiac arrest.
And her throat closed up, right?
Well, yeah, which I think is what caused the cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
Sad. And they didn't have a crash cart there.
Because there was a... Like a inpatient or outpatient, right?
Well, they weren't supposed to do the biopsy. She was just having her vocal cords looked at because she was having some trouble, raspy voice. So they were just going down to put the camera down to see if there was anything wrong. And when they got down there, they decided they were going to take a biopsy when she was to take a piece of the vocal cord to see if there was anything wrong with it. And when they clipped the vocal cord, her throat swelled and shut.
Oh, wow.
And then that caused her to go into cardiac arrest because you're not breathing and did permanent damage.
That's awful.
So by the time they got her opened back up, she didn't have any oxygen to her brain for several minutes, which caused permanent brain damage. So by the time she got to the hospital, she was in a coma, and that was that.
Wow.
And she had just done stand-up comedy the night before.
That was an awful story. I think she was funny. She was a funny lady.
Yeah, but it's an interesting story.
Yeah.
Because it goes to show you've got to check out these little clinics. You know, you got to make sure they have a good record. You can't just go by what somebody says.
Right. Now, the daughter sued that company, right?
She got money from it. I don't think they disclosed how much money she got, but, I mean, they shouldn't have done it.
I mean, it's not going to bring the mother back, but... And her mom, and she already inherited all the money from her mom, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I think the point was to make that company pay and not do that again.
Right.
I mean, why would you not have a crash cart there when you're doing procedures like that?
You would think so, especially on a person that age. She was, what, almost 90 then?
No. I think she was just 80-something, early 80s.
Oh, it's horrible.
Why, you know, I think it was because she was performing so much is probably why she was hoarse.
Yeah. Yeah, Phil Estilla had the same thing. Remember how she used to talk all the time? She said she had, like, had to rest her vocal cords.
Yeah, but she lived to be 95.
Yeah.
Died in her sleep. With a smile on her face.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Now, you know, people keep talking about Betty White. Now, somebody said the other day that Betty White is immortal. I think people are going to be shocked when she dies, which is probably going to be soon. I mean, she is 99. I mean, you're not going to go on forever.
No. Yeah. I wonder if they're going to probably, you know what they'll probably do is haul her body around like they did.
No, I don't think they're going to do that.
Whose body they did that? Brown?
James Brown.
Remember that?
Well, the family was fighting over it. That's what that whole problem was about.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. So they kept him on ice for a while.
Jeez.
I mean, I like Betty White, but she's only famous, as I've said before, for being around a long time. She never really was the star of anything.
Well, she wasn't she like one of the first women on radio, though?
No, not radio. She was probably one of the first women on television.
Oh, I mean, Taylor.
But not... I mean, she certainly was not a big star in those days.
Yeah.
You know, Lucy was big. And, people like Audrey Meadows, she was big on the Honeymooners. And
what really made Betty White partly famous was the Golden Girls, right?
Well, Mary Tyler Moore, but she wasn't the star of either one of those shows.
And then she was, the president? She was the president of the zoo in California? For a while?
No, she was on the board of the zoo. Honorary board.
She was never the president? I thought she was the president.
Well, what about our zoo down here? Jack Hanna's gone, and there's all kinds of bad news coming out of that zoo. The corruption that went on there.
Yeah, I heard that. Did you ever get the final story on that?
I think they've just reported that people were taking money.
Oh, really?
It's unfortunate.
That's awful. So, is it, did they get it all fixed up?
Well, at this point, you know, Jack Hanna has Alzheimer's now.
Really? I'm glad I got his autograph.
That's all you care about.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just glad I got it, though. Because it's not
a... He was a difficult interview. He was kind of erratic. Nice man, but erratic.
What's been your worst interview, you think, in your whole career?
Worst?
I know Jim Tressel's up there.
Oh, he was okay. I just think he had a... I don't know what you call it. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to some of the stars, but not all of them.
Oh, this is Adam.
Well, not yet. Yes.
Interviewer to most of the stars. So, I guess the word around... the Buckeye State is you're a bit obsessed with Mr. Mustache.
No, not really. Obsessed with Geraldo?
Well, yeah. Out of lack of a better term, we'll call him Mr. Mustache.
No. I'm more obsessed with the idea of getting a person on the show. Geraldo, I'm not even a fan of Geraldo, to be honest with you. I don't ever remember watching his show. I don't ever remember him being on 2020. I don't ever remember any of that. It just, I guess I'm obsessed with the journey to get him on the show.
Yeah. Geraldo's not even his name. He changed Gerald to Geraldo.
Now, see, if you would say that to him, he'd bust your nose.
He did. I mean...
Well, you can go ahead and say it to him, but I'm not going to pay for your nose.
Real names. I mean, there's no reason to change it, right?
Well, you have to talk to him about that.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. I mean, it is a cool name. It's got a good rhythm to it. And it's like he's kind of like Madonna or Cher. He just has the one name. No one ever calls him Mr. Rivera. It's always Geraldo. But that's kind of the idea. Just like he doesn't really need a last name because he is Geraldo. When you hear that word, that's the man you think of.
You Yeah, but I think people would be confused if they thought there was an obsession. It's more of a, it's like giving the weather every day. It, you know, it's just something now, I'm journaling about it. And I'll have this journal forever. Of
no,
the,
I'd like to have him on. I like him. I mean, I don't always agree with him. And he's a bit of a hothead, but you know, he's very smart, you know, well-spoken. It would be fascinating. It would be radio for the ages. With your styles being so different, I said, you and Dick Cavett to me are very similar, and just, I mean, you, of course, you could have Phil Donahue on or someone totally different from him at the same time. But I think Geraldo is intense enough. Just having him on is sufficient. I mean, I'm not sure if we could take calls. It would be nice to have him live, but I think it would be on the phone. But I do agree, though, within a week or two, I think he will be on.
Oh no! I'll refuse the phone.
He's gonna call your staff, and he's gonna be on.
No, if he says on the phone, I'll refuse it.
But you have the others on the phone.
Yeah, but no. See, that's the difference. That's the difference with me and Geraldo. I'm not obsessed with Geraldo, because if he said I'll do a phone interview, I would say no.
Oh,
he's in Ohio.
If he would do a phone interview, you would have him. Well,
no, I'm telling you right now, I would not have him on.
He can be on my show. I will phone interview him.
He's told me.
Be on my show instead.
Do what?
Just tell him he can come on my show. I'll talk to him on the phone.
I don't think that would work, Adam.
Why not?
I just don't see Geraldo coming on your show. Now, that's just my opinion.
No, I know I'm not the interviewer to the stars, but I mean, I think I could handle him.
Well, hold on. Let me ask Sean here, because we got somebody in the room. Now, Sean, let's say I get Geraldo. Okay, and Geraldo calls me on the phone and says, Scott, I'll do your show, but I'll only do it by phone. And I say, I'm not doing it by phone, but I have another guy here who does a show, Adam. You can go on his show by telephone. What do you think Geraldo would say?
He would say no, probably, because he doesn't know, he only knows who you are.
Well, I think there's, I mean, it's not.
It's because people are trying to get you to.
Right.
Go on.
I think it's just the well, it's like Donahue. I mean, if I was not here one day, I don't think I could say, Donahue, well, but I got another show you could go on. I don't think he would do it.
Right, but you're saying Geraldo is crazy, and I'm
well,
saying,
he is.
I'm saying more flattering things about him.
Yeah, but I can't lie.
I mean, you would tell that to his face, Scott. You would have him in the studio.
Oh, no.
Geraldo, you're crazy.
No.
Would you actually say that?
No, absolutely not. Because when you're doing an interview, you've got to not be biased. And me calling him nuts would be biased. So I've got, in an interview, when I'm asking him questions, I got to be fair. But I'm not interviewing anybody right now, but so I can tell you the truth. He's insane.
Well, he's intense. I mean...
No, I'm not going to argue with him like Fox News.
I had another show idea, too, just about Geraldo. So, okay, well,
Well, what's the show idea?
I'd love to have him on, believe me, because I would definitely come to watch, because I do like the guy. Yeah, I don't always agree with him. I do think he has his moments of indiscretion, but I respect him, and he has a lot of staying power, and I'm glad that he's on a station in Cleveland. It's nice to have him on at in a regional location.
So, wait, what's your other show idea? What's this all about?
Okay, well... So Thunderbolt, you know, Geraldo likes to fight. Because actually, Thunderbolt's only a couple years older than Geraldo. Do you think he can come out of retirement and we can have a little match between the two of those gentlemen?
No, I think Ted's going to... I think Ted... Didn't Ted earlier today say he was going to have a fight with Geraldo?
Ted's awfully skinny. Is he going to be able to handle it?
Well, I don't think... Well, you're saying Geraldo would whip Ted?
Well, Ted's younger. I don't know. I was thinking Thunderbolt, because that's what he's...
Thunderbolt will ref it. Because Thunderbolt would knock Geraldo silly. Thunderbolt's a tough old man. You can't put... Geraldo's not a professional anything. He's just a loudmouth. So, no, I don't think that would be good to have Geraldo and Thunderbolt. But now, two talk show hosts fighting, now that's good. Ted and Geraldo.
Would be no match for Geraldo.
No, Geraldo would be no match for Thunderbolt.
I thought that would be kind of cool, though. I mean...
I don't want to see Geraldo get his nose broken again.
I mean, Thunderbolt versus Geraldo, now that would be...
No. But Ted versus Geraldo, now we'd all pay for that one. Wouldn't you pay a ticket to see that, Sean? The Golden Voice versus the Mustache?
Buckeye guy. Buckeye guy and Geraldo.
Well, I don't really know if that would be a... What do you mean? Like he would jump in every 5 seconds and say, well, unbelievable!
Well, maybe, yeah. Or he could be the announcer.
Geraldo would pop it. Geraldo would pop it. I don't need that.
On.
He'd knock his hat right off.
He sounded like he was ready to get back into the ring. He sounded great.
Who, Thunderbolt?
Yeah, he sounded
Thunderbolt
great.
Thunderbolt would beat the tar out of Geraldo. We can't have that.
Okay, it's just an idea that came across because you had him on.
All right.
You know, and you talk about Geraldo, and you always play that clip.
People love the clip. That's why I always play it.
I think he should be on. I mean, you've shown the kind of people you can interview.
Right.
I mean, when's the last time Geraldo had Bill Cosby on?
Geraldo didn't have anybody on. Geraldo, I don't even know if his show's listening.
That's what you could ask Rob. You know, maybe tell Thunderbolt to ask Rob, when's the last time that Bill Cosby was on Geraldo's show? When do you think of me, 20 years ago? When's the last time he was on your show? Last month.
I don't think anybody goes on Geraldo anymore. Why would they? I'm willing to go on, though. I'll help Geraldo out.
I guess we can do it that way. Just who has been on...
By telephone.
Show?
I'm only going to call into Geraldo's show.
Look at the people that have been on your show in the last 2 months.
Right.
Versus the people that have been on Geraldo's show
Nobody.
In the last 20 years.
Nobody. His show's out of business.
And
it's Geraldo's nothing.
38 years older than you are. He's had all this
time.
Yeah,
he should retire. It's over. Good night, Geraldo. I'm going to put Geraldo out of business if he doesn't come around and guest on this show. I hate to be that blunt about him, but I'm going to have to, you know, we're head-to-head in the morning, and Geraldo's going to be out of business.
Right, but those are some points, I think, to show that you know, I mean, I wish that WTM would take us seriously. I did not like...
Oh, they're taking us seriously.
That was rude and inappropriate, and it's an insult.
They hung up on you. I'm sorry about that. I can't...
Well, it's not your fault.
No, I apologize, though.
It's an insult to you and to me. I mean, we're on the same team here, and there's no excuse for it. Do some research and find out exactly who Scott Spears is.
Yes, I'm trying to tell Sean what he's not aware of what happened. Adam called WTAM the other day to get Geraldo on, and they hung up on him twice. Terrible.
Yeah, I sent Scott the call, so...
Yeah, I know.
You know. Well, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And what do you want to talk about?
And you started to talk, and they hung up on you.
You know, blah, blah, blah about Scott Spears, and we want to get Geraldo on, and he just sits there and says, oh, this guy's nuts. He's the one thinking that I'm nuts, and you know that I'm not nuts. And then he hangs up.
Well, Adam, we've reached the end of our rope here.
Called, right? You had several of your regular, and they all have the same result. So it doesn't matter, male or female, you know, They treat everybody, at least they treat everybody the same. They're rude to everybody.
There you go. Well, Adam, we will continue our quest next week. Thank you.
It's equal opportunity rudeness. But right. I think, just be persistent. I think it will happen. And when it does, it's going to be good.
Not by telephone. Thank you.
Okay, see you later.
No I'm not this telephone stuff. No.
In studio only.
Oh, that's it. And then again... I am willing to drive to Cleveland the following day and be on his show.
So if they call you up and say, hey, he wants to do an interview on the telephone, hang up.
I'm not, well, I wouldn't hang it up, but I'd say, hung up on anybody. I'm not rude.
Oh, you hung up on Ted Williams.
No, listen, I would say I'm not doing it.
You hung up on Ted that
way. I'd say, here's my deal. We're on the same time. Geraldo's on from 9 to 10.
Wait, on where? The radio?
WTAM. We're both radio in Ohio.
And that's if he's on Fox News, too, right?
He's on Fox News, but I don't care about that.
Oh.
But I'm saying we're radio competitors. So here's the deal. He will come guest on my show, and then in return, I will guest on his show.
I thought when we called, you called the studio up there, they had a lot of watts, so we can pick it up here.
Well, they said 50,000 watts, but I don't know about that.
It ain't picking up here at all.
Well, we've reached the end of our rope.
Yeah.
For Sean Kraft, Angie Evers, Thunderbolt Patterson, and the whole gang, all the kids, the boys and girls here at WWGH Radio, I'm Scott Spears.
And I'm heading to the dugout.
For all of us at WWGH News, heading for the dugout.
The first winner of the Fashion Reporters Award New York in the 1960s and was inducted into the Broadcast Hall of Fame in 2007.
Hello again, everybody. This is Harry Carey, and you're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.gh1071.com. This station's more fun than a night on Rush Street. Holy cow!
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at